In health news, Toronto police say if Ontario's privacy watchdog wants information about suicide attempts kept from Americans, she should talk to the RCMP because that force maintains the database that is shared with U.S. officials. Information and Privacy Commissioner Anne Cavoukian says she was prompted to start an investigation after learning four Ontario residents were denied entry to the states on the basis of their mental health history. She adds she was unnerved by the humiliation and embarrassment felt by these people who were told by American border guards they couldn't enter the U.S. because of a suicide attempt in their past. Toronto police say the force feels the information is important for officers to have. If Cavoukian doesn't want it shared with Americans, then she should ask the Mounties to change who has access to it. If you've got a bad case of the Mondays and looking out the window, that could be understandable. But new research suggests there are some very specific reasons that people don't like their jobs.
What's the worst thing about your job? Long commutes and small paychecks were the biggest buzzkills, according to a new study, followed by unreasonable workloads, annoying coworkers, the disappointment of doing a job that's not a career, lack of opportunity, and fear of being fired. Everest University researchers say your stress triggers differ depending on your income and education level, with lower-paid workers more upset about the money and higher-paid people complaining of overwork and the lack of balance between work and home lives. Karen Chase, ABC News.
As allergy season kicks into high gear, Tracy McRae of the Mayo Health Clinic speaks to an expert about how to best cope with sinus problems.
Sinus pressure and pain. It's a common complaint and one that sends a lot of people to the pharmacy aisle or to their doctor.
So there's a lot of patients that come for allergy, nasal sinus congestion, what they call sinus headaches.
Whether it's mild, moderate, or severe, allergy expert Dr. Juan Carlos Guarderas estimates that about 25% of the population has some degree of allergic disease. Yet those symptoms, facial pain and pressure, could be indicative of a number of medical issues, not just allergies. So it's important to get a correct diagnosis.
Because otherwise, the patient starts using excessive amount of medicines. Most of these available over the counter. Most of these have some degree of side effects.
And your doctor can help you get a treatment that is right for you so you can avoid over-medication.